want to say that hymn that we sung at the very start was a hymn I haven't heard in a long time, and it is one of my favorites, so I thank you guys for that. I believe Mr. Rouse has a lot more scriptural study, a lot more experience in life than I have. I've only been around for 19 years, and I haven't known about this book for very long and much of that. But I believe this book is the Word of God, and I'm going to tell you why. And that is because of the power of the Holy Ghost. I believe that the power of the Holy Ghost is available again on the earth, just as it was in ancient times. And it seems to serve the same purpose, that it's here to testify of truth to all of us of what is correct and what is false. Man can come up with their reasonings and their studies. I've seen 1,000 different interpretations of the Bible from all different ends of the spectrum. People claim to have the perfect interpretation, so many do, many different people. But I'm not a biblical scholar, and I really don't know what the truth in the Bible is if it wasn't for the power of the Holy Ghost and for modern revelation. The only way to know if this book is true is to read it. We can examine it from every outside angle, but this book has to be examined from inside. By their fruits ye shall know them. Talked about a new gospel up there. I want to emphasize something which we stated in the very start. This is what we call a restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is the same gospel that was taught by him on the earth, and this is the same gospel that was delivered to Adam. It's different. Over the centuries, I contend that it has been lost. In the Bible, it was perfectly delivered to those saints, and those truths were taught to them. They had that gospel. But over the time of the apostasy, it took those truths from the earth. I could try and find some scriptures in there where Paul states about the great falling away and so on and so forth, but I don't have them up here. I can't even remember them. But I know that if anyone takes a chance to read this book and ponder its message, that it will come true to them. With that spirit, it will build a faith in them, and they'll know that it's true. There was a scripture quoted last time from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that says, "No man says Jesus is the Lord, save by the power of the Holy Ghost." And I know that is true. Everything we have in this gospel comes because of that testimony, that spirit bearing witness to us of what is true. We can come to our perfect own conclusions, but it's just the same as the theory there is no God. People work that out logically, and many people believe it. But I know that is not true. I know that we have a Savior on the earth today, and I would credit the Book of Mormon as one of the books that have built my faith in the Savior more than anything else I could find. The witness of Jesus Christ in this book is irrevocable. It bears a strong testimony, and they stand side by side with the Bible. This is not a new gospel. This is the same gospel as taught inside the Bible. This is not new things being brought to the earth that are different than what was being taught then. This is a restoration of what was back then and is no longer on the earth. I want to read real quick from the very last part of this book. This is the last man to have this book. He was the last righteous prophet on the earth of a civilization that completely destroyed itself through wickedness. And he gives us a promise concerning this book. In Moroni chapter 10, verse 3 through 5, he says, "But behold, I would exhort you that when ye shall read these things, if it be wisdom in God that ye should read them, that ye would remember how merciful the Lord hath been unto the children of men, from the creation of Adam, even down until the time that ye shall receive these things, and ponder it in your hearts. And when ye shall receive these things, I would exhort you that ye would ask God, the eternal Father, in the name of Christ, if these things are not true, and if ye shall ask with a sincere heart, with real intent, having faith in Christ, he will manifest the truth of it unto you by the power of the Holy Ghost. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, ye may know the truth of all things." I think the most beautiful thing that I know about our God and about his gospel is that we don't need to try and figure it out on our own. He has given us the Comforter, a second witness, and he is on the earth today, just as he was in ancient times. He still bears witness of truth. He still leads us to those things which are right. He directs us in our lives, and we can use that. That's what the Bible testifies of, and that's what this book testifies of. It is the same Lord and Savior. As it says in the headline, another testament of Jesus Christ. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he has delivered the same gospel since the beginning of time. Same gospel found in the Bible is the same gospel that's found in this book. And I don't have some incredible scripture chain that can prove it. All I can tell you is that I have read this book, and I have received a witness from God by the power of the Holy Ghost that this book is true. And anyone who takes a chance to read this book and pray about it and ask the Father will know whether or not it's true, because there are only two options. Either this book is the Word of God, and everything that espouses this church is the true church of Jesus Christ on the earth today, or it's false and it's completely made up. But you will never know till you try the fruits. I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.